And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 2007. This is issue number 267. I'm Fred Volby, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. The cost of a subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. and Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me to the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Well, let's jump right into Bill Hale's AM Switch.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch on the DX Audio Service for June 2007. First of all, call letter changes on 600 WAEL in Mayagüez, Puerto Rico is changed to WYEL. 660 WCRR Rural Retreat, Virginia has made the change to WJRK. In Petoskey, Michigan, WWKK on 750 is switched to WLDR. A new station on 770 down in Saraland, Alabama, they've chosen WHOA for their call sign. 820 WTOP in Frederick, Maryland has made the switch to WTWT. 940 WLJM in Lima, Ohio, their new call WZOQ. 1010 WIOJ, Jacksonville Beach, Florida, they've changed to WJXL. On 1070, a new station in Pocomoke City, Maryland, their new call WBEY. On 1210 KQTL in Sahuarita, Arizona, they've chosen KEVT for their new call. 1210 WLDR, Kingsley, Michigan, WJNL is their new call. In South Boston, Virginia, a new station has popped up on 1400. They've taken WAJL for a call sign. On 1410, WLAS in Lafayette, Indiana has changed to WSHY. 1450 WFFX in Meridian, Mississippi has changed to WYHL. Also on 1450 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the old WQJM is now WRNN. A 1530, a new station in Orono, Maine, their call is WFGO. 1540 WAKY, Greensburg, Kentucky, they've changed to WGRK. 1550 WURP, Reserve Township, Pennsylvania, has taken up the call of WLFP, and another new station, this one on 1650 in Mississauga, Ontario, CINA is their call sign. Moving along to construction permits now on the air, 590 KTIE, San Bernardino, California. Their construction permit for U4, 2,500 watts during the day, 960 watts at night, is now on. 610 WVTJ in Pensacola, Florida. Their construction permit for U1, 500 watts during the day and 157 watts at night, is now on the air. 660 WPYT, Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania. Their CP to increase their power to become D1, 1,400 watts daytime and nothing at night, is now on. 680 WAX2 XPA, Arecibo, Puerto Rico. They're now on with 400 watts day and night, non-directional. It's a repeater of WAPA 680. 830 WCRN, Worcester, Massachusetts. The CP for U4, 50,000 watts day and night, is now on. Both patterns direct all their signal toward the east. 930 WLVF, Haines City, Florida. The CP for U4, 500 watts during the day, 13 watts at night. Adding night operation is now on the air. 1040 WYSL, Avon, New York, a CP for U7, remember that's three different patterns, 20,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, and 13,200 watts during critical hours is now on. The day and CH patterns are figure eights with lobes heading 011 and 202 degrees. The night pattern is a single lobe directed at 011 degrees. 1050 KCAA, Loma Linda, California, their CP for U4, 1,400 watts daytime, 35 watts at night, adding night operation, is on the air. 1190 KPHN, Kansas City, Missouri, the CP for U2, 5,000 daytime watts, 500 watts at night, is now on. 1210 WSBI, Static, Tennessee. How's that for a name for a city with a medium wave station? Their construction permit for D1, 10,000 watts daytime, nothing at night, and 2,500 watts critical hours is now on. 1290 KOUU, Pocatello, Idaho. Their construction permit for U5, 50,000 watts during the day, 24 watts at night is now on. U5, remember, is directional during the day and non-directional at night. Their standard kidney-shaped day pattern is directed at 351 degrees. 1320 KAWC, Yuma, Arizona. Their CP for 730 daytime watts, 106 watts at night, both non-directional, is on the air. 1440 WFNY, Gloversville, New York. Their CP for U2, 3,600 watts during the day and 500 watts at night, is now on. 1460 WTKT, Harrisburg, PA. Their construction permit for 5,000 watts during the day, 4,200 watts at night, is now on. Their directional night only. 1510 WAUK, Waukesha, Wisconsin. Their CP for 23,000 watts during the day, 20,000 watts during critical hours, with two patterns, is now on the air. They have added a tower to their original pair. The patterns are similar to the original coverage area, which is kidney-shaped to the north, but the new one has an extra elongation to the northeast out over Lake Michigan. 1570 KAKK, Walker, Minnesota. Their construction permit for 9,500 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, all non-directional, is now on. 1590 KBJT, Fortis, Arkansas. A CP to move here from 1570 is now on, with 4,700 watts during the day, 35 watts at night, all non-directional. And 1590 KYNG, Springdale, Arkansas. CP to move to a new 132-foot tower at and reduce their nighttime power is on the air. They're now 2,500 watts during the day and 50 watts at night, non-directional. Let's now take a look at some actions taken by the Federal Communications Commission and the CRTC in Canada over the past month. On 540 WWCS, Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, they've been granted a CP to reduce their daytime power. They'll become U4, 3,800 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. 580 CKXR, Salmon Arm, British Columbia, they've been granted an extension of simulcast time with their new FM station to 27 February 2008, as the coverage of the new CKXR FM has failed to duplicate the coverage area of the AM signal, and FM repeaters are planned to fill in the white areas. 590 WCAB, Rutherfordton, North Carolina. The CP has been granted to double their daytime power as U1, 1,000 watts daytime, 228 watts at night. 630 CKOV, Kelowna, British Columbia. The CRTC has granted their application to move to 103.1 megahertz with 11,000 watts. 650 WHAN, Victoria, Virginia. The CP has been granted to move here from Ashland, Virginia on 1430. They'll have 50,000 watts daytime directional from two new towers. The kidney-shaped pattern lobes are headed 046 and 156 degrees. On 660, WJRK, Rural Retreat, Virginia, has been granted an extension to their special temporary authority to remain silent. 750 WNDZ, Portage, Indiana, their license for D3, 5,000 watts, daytime only. They had a CP for 15,000 watts, directional, daytime only, along with a change in city of license to Calumet City, Illinois. Well, this amendment has now requested D3, 15,000 watts, daytime back at Portage, which has been approved, so they're just going to increase their power. 780 CFDR, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. CP has been granted to move to 88.9 with 21 kilowatts of power. On 790 WPNN, Pensacola, Florida, CP has been granted to shorten their tower by 16.2 meters and add top loading as they remain U1, 1,000 watts during the day and 66 watts at night. Listen to the birds. 820 Escanaba, Michigan, a new station. Their application for U4, 7,500 watts during the day, 750 watts at night, has been dismissed, leaving them with an application for U4, 2,500 watts during the day and 750 watts at night. 980 WHAW, Weston, West Virginia, CP has been granted for U1, 25,000 watts during the day and 50 watts at night. On 1090, KEXS in Excelsior Springs, Missouri, has been granted a license change to non-commercial status. 1130 WASP Brownsville, Pennsylvania, SCP has been granted to reduce their daytime power to become D1, 1,000 watts during the day, nothing at night, and 1,000 watts during critical hours. 1150 CJRC Gatineau, Quebec, their FM on 104.7 MHz is now operating and the stations are simulcasting. 1190 KPHN Kansas City, Missouri, SCP has been granted to increase their night power and drop their CH authorization. They're now U2, 5,000 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. 1210 KUNF Washington, Utah, SCP has been granted to decrease their nighttime power to become U1, 10,000 watts during the day, 231 at night, as they diplex into the taller tower of KDXU 890. 1280 KZNS Salt Lake City, Utah, a special temporary authority has been granted to go silent while work continues on their new tower site. 1290 WOWZ Roanoke, Virginia, SCP has been granted to move here from 1280 at Appomattox. They'll have 10,000 watts during the day, 17 watts at night, non-directional. They plan to diplex into the WWWR910 tower. 1310 WRVP Mount Kisco, New York, SCP has been granted to operate as a satellite of co-owned non-commercial educational station WWRV in New York City. 1430 WION Ionia, Michigan, SCP has been granted to reduce their daytime power and go non-directional while maintaining their present nighttime operation. When operational, WION will become U2, 4,700 watts during the day and 330 watts at night. 1560 WCMA Daleville, Alabama has been granted an STA to go silent due to damage to their transmitting equipment. 1580 KKKK Colorado Springs, Colorado, SCP has been granted for an increase in nighttime power to become U1, 10,000 watts during the day, 140 watts at night. 1580 WTTN Columbus, Wisconsin, SCP has been granted to change a city of license from Watertown with U5, that's directional daytime only, 5,000 watts during the day, 4 watts at night non-directional, and 800 watts during critical hours non-directional too. 1590 WONX Evanston, Illinois, their application to change their city of license to Carroll Stream, Illinois, has been dismissed, leaving them licensed for a U2, 3,500 watts during the day, 2,500 at night, with a pending application for U2, 7,000 watts during the day, 2,500 watts at night at Evanston. Well, we've had 4 occurrences of license cancellations this past month, but they may be a case of they just didn't get their renewal applications in on time or something was wrong with the applications. So you might just put a little check mark by them just in case. 880 WBKZ Jefferson, Georgia. 900 WDDT Greenville, Mississippi. 1000 WDJL Huntsville, Alabama. And 1320 WKPG Port Gibson, Mississippi. We'll keep an eye on those. Well, grants for new stations this past month on 700. A new station has been granted in Gibsonia, Florida. They've been granted U4, 2,500 watts during the day, 250 watts at night from 6 182-foot towers. Both day and night patterns are identical in shape, but of course not in size, sending a major slim lobe headed west-southwest with a minor slim lobe headed west-northeast. A Gibsonia is a north suburb of Lakeland. 1300, a new station in Bemidji, Minnesota, has been granted U2, 2,500 watts during the day, 600 watts at night from 2 towers. The kidney-shaped night pattern is directed at 009 degrees. 1340 in Houghton, Michigan, will see a new station very soon. They've been granted 1,000 watts during the day, 720 watts at night. 1400, Bemidji, Minnesota, a new station, 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. Also on 1400 in Hawthorne, Nevada, a CP for 790 watts day and night, non-directional. 1460, Elko, Nevada, CP has been granted for a U2, 2,500 watts during the day, 250 watts at night from 3 towers. The night pattern is directed toward the east. And 1650, that new station we mentioned with the call letters of CINA in Mississauga, Ontario, they've been granted 1,000 watts during the day, 680 watts at night. A competing application at nearby Brampton was denied. Some stations that have returned to the airwaves over the past 30 days, WTOT 980, Marianna, Florida, WALE 990, Greenville, Rhode Island, again, WANO 1230 Pineville, Kentucky, WNWK 1260 Newark, Delaware, WYBC 1340 New Haven, Connecticut with a temporary long wire antenna, WVSG 1480 Neon, Kentucky with Southern Gospel, and WDAP 1530 Huntington, Tennessee, also 1560 WAHT Clemson, South Carolina, and WVKO 1580 Columbus, Ohio. They're operating with an STA of U1, 250 watts during the day, 63 watts at night until they get all their new towers up, tuned, and approved. Now silent, KBRT 740 Avalon, California, due to that fire on Catalina Island that we've probably all heard about. KVKA 1070 Verndale, Minnesota, due to a fire. WCVC 1330 Tallahassee, Florida. WDSK 1410 Cleveland, Mississippi. All reported silent. Some fines, $21,000 for failure to exhibit red tower obstruction lights during nighttime hours for operating after local sunset, and other matters has been assessed to KTMR 1130 in Edna, Texas. I may note that while I was in the area about 6 months ago, I heard the station operating past their local sunset and observed their unlit towers near Edna on US 59 headed toward Houston. I also happened to mention their illegal nighttime operation to KWKH. Maybe my action brought this fine on. Who knows? $12,000 fine has been assessed against WAGF 1320 and co-owned WAGF FM and WJJN FM in Dothan, Alabama for failure to maintain a public inspection file. A fine of $11,200 for not reducing transmitter output power after sunset and for being unable to produce a public inspection file or any of the file's contents against WZGM 1350 Black Mountain, North Carolina. $10,000 fine for public file rule violations, KPHX 1480 Phoenix, Arizona, and also WEIC 1270 in Charleston, Illinois. A $7,000 fine was assessed for failure to file its license renewal application in a timely manner and a subsequent unauthorized operation against WWTM 1400 Decatur, Alabama, WSTT 730 Thomasville, Georgia, and WBLB 1340 Pulaski, Virginia. A $1,500 fine against WJTB 1040 North Ridgeville, Ohio for failure to file its license renewal application in a timely manner. A $500 fine has been assessed against KIGO 800 St. Anthony, Idaho for failure to enclose their tower within an effective locked fence or other enclosure. Well, I want to thank Sean Axelrod, Perry Crable, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, and Dave Schmidt for Tidbits Used This Month. Coming up next is John Balker. He just returned from accordion lessons, and he'll be hosting the next chapter of the Travelogue.
Well, thanks very much, Bill. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Travelogue. Today, we're going to start one of the more interesting frequencies, I think, on the AM dial, 990 kilohertz. Now, this is a Canadian clear channel, and what that means is that any station in the United States has to have concurrence of the Canadian radio authorities before they put a station on the air, particularly at night when the signals will carry a little bit further. Now, having said that, you know, there are only 37 United States stations on 990, and of those operating at night, not one of them has 50,000 watts. In fact, only one U.S. station at night operates with more than 10,000 watts at 990 on the dial. So you would think, well, my goodness, Canada must have one at just about every one of the major cities right across the top of our nation, operating with at least 50,000 watts at night. And that's not true. In fact, in Canada, there's only one station, literally, that operates at night with 50,000 watts. That's the one in Montreal, by the way. And the granddaddy of them all on this frequency, CBW, they operate, I don't know why, at 46,000 watts. All right, we'll give them 50,000, but literally the license calls for 46,000 watts. So this is really a crazy frequency, because in the U.S. there are only two stations operating with 10,000 watts at night, and there are four operating with 5,000 watts at night, and one of them operates with 1 watt at night. Now, we're going to start the Travelogue this month, as we almost always do, in the northeast corner of the country. And that puts us in the state of Rhode Island to start with. And in the Providence area, there have been three stations operating at 990 on the dial that we have recorded, at least. What do you say we go back to 1974 in Providence, Rhode Island, as we begin the June 2007 DX Audio Service Travelogue?
This is WLKW AM and FM in Providence.
Well, that's all she wrote, I'm afraid, for WLKW. By the way, LKW stood for 50 KW in Roman numerals. That's very innovative. Their signal, though, went out into the ocean and due north. I don't even think it got as far north as Boston. So that station didn't do very well, and it failed, went off the air, came back on in the middle 1980s as WEAN. That's an original set of call letters for the Providence area, going back into the 1920s, where it stood for We Entertain a Nation, operating with 10 watts. Well, anyway. But by 1994, they were back on the air with the call sign WALE.
People serving all of southern New England. Talk Radio 99, WALE, Providence. All talk, all the time.
Good morning. It is 50 degrees. This Sunday morning, under cloudy skies at 8 o'clock, I'm Ann Carter, WALE Headline News.
Well, Ann, there are some things about that ID I just don't understand, but you have a very pleasant voice. First, what's the use of the explosive sound, particularly on a Sunday morning? Good heavens. And the second thing is, your station does not cover all of southern New England, because if it did, it would be clobbering the poor station in Southington, Connecticut. So there are some things there that I think need an explanation, and we are not about to provide it here. Now, in 2003, Ron Gitshire was in that part of the country, and was not really prepared to start making recordings for us, but he did have a cassette machine, and he heard something he didn't recognize, and he made a recording, and I'm so glad he did. It's the only one we have of WALE when they left Providence to start IDing in a companion community of Greenville. This is what Ron got for us.
This is the 50,000-watt powerhouse talk station covering southern New England. 990 WALE, Greenville, Providence, the renegade storm of the North American Broadcasting Company.
Well, that'll about do it for the Providence area at 990, but elsewhere in southern New England, we have the city of Southington, Connecticut, not far from Hartford, by the way. And this 2,500-watt station, it runs with about 70 watts at night, has had a change of call letters. Let's go back, first of all, to 1992. Here's a recording that we made while we were just driving through town one day.
Write down the articles and merchandise you have, send it to Tradio, care of WNTY Radio, Post Office Box 990, Southington, Connecticut, 06489.
And then 4 years ago, Linda and I returned to that part of the state and got caught in a traffic jam. Where do you think? In Southington, Connecticut.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Now that's what I call a nice set of call letters and a terrific slogan. Boy, 990 DX, can't beat that. Well, as the travelogue does several times a year, it now crosses the Hudson River and moves west to Rochester, New York, the big city on the lake. And, you know, Rochester's had a bevy of stations at 990, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play one after the other, but let me tell you where they came from, first of all. In 1988, Linda and I were in Rochester, and we picked up WEZO, and that's the first call sign you'll hear. And then in 1992, we were back up there and got WRMM at 990 on the dial. And then Mark Strickert passed through town in 1993 to get WCMF. That was followed 4 years later when Tim Hendel was in Rochester, and he picked up WDCZ for us. And then finally, a whole bunch of us got the newest call letters, WLGZ, during the convention that Scott Feibusch ran for us 3 years ago at the National Radio Club. WDCZ, the one we're going to play for you, came from Clark Ingram's collection. Let's listen. We'll start with WEZO, as I said.
Greetings, great songs, great memories. 990 AM, WEZO, Rochester. It's 4 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
Hi, I'm Karen Bond with another full hour of continuous soft rock on Warm 101.3. Our station call letters are WRMM, FM, and AM Rochester.
WCMF, FM and AM Rochester, the home of rock and roll.
Under cloudy skies here at WDCZ. WDCZ is celebrating a new addition to the New York Network family, AM 990. Help us celebrate by tuning in and telling a friend about the new AM 990. This is WDCZ AM 990 Rochester and WDCZ FM 102.7 Webster, Rochester.
When the Lord refused to let Israel's King David fulfill his dream of building a magnificent temple, he clearly had another plan in mind.
70 degrees right now and mostly sunny here at Lincoln's 990.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Taylor.
WLGZ, Rochester.
The red light's on.
And indeed it is, right here in the studio, as a matter of fact. That was Gene Krupa. I happen to recognize that. Now, that's Rochester over 18 years. We can do a similar sort of thing in the city of Philadelphia. But now 990 in Philadelphia deserves an entire program all to itself. First of all, the current chief engineer, Rene Tetro, is a member of the National Radio Club. And if there was ever a turned-on, radio-loving chief engineer, it's Rene. So we're looking forward to his station really making a mark for itself. But if we go back 20 years, that was even before Rennie was there, we have WIBG. Now, those of you who lived anywhere north and east of Washington or Baltimore must have recognized the huge battle between the stations at 560 on the dial and 990 on the dial in Philadelphia. Both of them annually would put out LP records of the best music on whichever station you were favoring at that time. And then, as so often happens, new management came in, and by 1981 it had become Philadelphia's Wizard, WZZD. We'll play you a cut from there. And then to bring everything up to date, during the NRC convention in Culpsville, Pennsylvania, back 2 years ago, we went down to WNTP at Rene Tetro's invitation, and of course we got some neat recordings down there of the station. So here we are, Philadelphia, over 20 years.
Kingston Smith Jr. In the next 55 minutes, you'll hear 47 minutes of Whippage music.
Philadelphia's light is 990 AM, WZZD, Philadelphia.
That interview in GQ says just as much about John Kerry as some of the flip-flops on policy.
What's going on here?
Yeah, would like to know.
Salem Communications, WNTP, Philadelphia.
WNTP, News
Talk 990. 82 degrees at noon, I'm Winter Johnston.
Nice, clean audio, and I would expect nothing less, Renee. Well, let's see, next month at 990 on the dial, we're going to start with the city at the top of the hill. And yes, there's a story that goes there, too, as you can imagine. But between now and then, I am delighted to get out of this cushy chair, move over, and make room for Mark Durenberger on the DX Audio Service. So long for now, everybody.
Thank you, John. Mark Durenberger on the road again on a 4,000-mile round trip through a dozen eastern and southern states back in February 2007 as we set up and began operation of the new Minnesota Twins radio network from spring training camp in Fort Myers, Florida. Well, if only the DXing had been as successful as the Twins radio broadcasts, but it wasn't. Propagation conditions were fair in this latter part of February. I suspect that maybe conditions were typical. Away from big cities, many of the former clears were just a hopeless mess, simply too many daytime signals. With so many frequencies to check out, much of the audio we recorded was simply short bites as the radio scan function stopped for a few seconds. We didn't have the time nor the radios to stand still at the top of each hour. We were driving down the road in our Mazda 626 using the dashboard radio, so we used the NRC logbook and the NRC pattern book to identify the stations by the short snippets we'll share. We began our trip from Minneapolis to Madison, Wisconsin, where we had a date with Randall Davidson to talk about Pioneer Radio Station WHA. On our way, we needed to filter out the Minneapolis and Chicago 50 kilowatters, including that horrible Eibach mash, to see what we have left. And it turns out there wasn't much under and around the big 1A stations. But here's one familiar to listeners in the upper tier of states. Terrific music from Toronto's 740.
Sweet harmony, sweet harmony, sweet Rosie. Oh, little music with a kick in halfway.
Surprisingly, because there's a 1090 station just behind us in Rice Lake, here's 1090 copy from Little Rock as heard late afternoon near Madison, Wisconsin. On 1200 near Sunset, we were about 100 miles from Chicago, but no 1200 from Chicago. Instead, it's Taylor, Michigan.
Sponsored by Curbs and Rinsin and the New Center Area and News Talk 1200 WCHB, the People Station.
Day two, mid-afternoon. Well, our interview about WHA radio was terrific, and you'll be hearing that in coming months here on the Bandscan. Now we've made it through Chicago. We're on our way to the Sheetrock announce booth and enjoying the prairie land of Indiana. Again, not a lot on the radio. Mostly it's the lower end of the band destroyed by Eibach from the major cities around us. But we did make three captures of note. This was one of our few surprises for daytime copy. 1140 is coming in from Richmond, 650 miles away.
Better yet, who cares? And either we have a transportation plan or threat of OT in the GA. All coming up Monday morning.
Richmond's Morning News with Jimmy Barrett. The best way to get your busy day underway. Weekday mornings on 1140 WRBA.
Another nice catch, never expected KSTP this far east of St. Paul and so close to Detroit, but there it was.
Real-time traffic.
North 35E flow at 11 minutes from 494 into downtown St. Paul.
From AM 1500, KSTP.
Hey, Culligan Man! The Rook here. If you haven't called the Culligan Man, well, then you don't know what you're missing.
Another surprise for me was hearing New York City on 1560 here in southern Indiana, given the potential competition from Paducah, Kentucky.
Hey, phone number 1-888-327-7080. Oh, by the way, code word, code hook you up with a Nintendo Game Boy Advance SE. So you guys ready for the weekend? Yeah.
Nighttime, second day. Well, it was a long drive to Lima, but well worth it. Our visit to the Sheetrock announce booth. Fred's just waved goodbye, and we're now barreling down I-75 toward Florida with a planned stop this night near Dayton, Ohio. On the way, we grab an ID, not too surprising in this part of the country, but it was new for us on 710.
A good neighbor message from your friends
Mornings at WOR. Real Talk Radio. WOR, New York. Broadcasting in high definition at 710 HD.
Radio, I'm Amanda Moyer.
The only other audio of note occurred when the radio landed on 1520, where we copied KRHW from Sykeston, Missouri, about 400 miles away. Might be they were operating under their special nighttime sports high power authority.
Now, Cameron will have baseball action not only to Sykeston Bulldogs, but the Orion Eagles on KRHW. So, baseball season just around the corner.
Yeah, like I said, March 20th, first game. Guess who we're going to be playing?
Morning, day three, and the cars pointed due south. There, off to my left, just north of Cincinnati, the famous diamond-shaped tower of WLW. And we recall fondly our multi-part interview there with Paul Jellison. And we're tempted to make a left turn and go back to count the transmitters. There were five, as I recall, last time we visited. Ahead of us, a long day's driving with not a lot of exciting DX to keep us company. In northern Tennessee, we stopped on 810, and at about 300 miles distance, did pretty well, we think, in copying the voice of Alabama.
You're listening to the current station of classic country, Alabama 810. Stay tuned for more good music.
More power than all the radio stations in Calhoun County combined. We're Alabama 810.
She's the queen of the
typically on the daytime band where we were, everything was being clobbered by IBOC noise from the powerhouses around us in the major cities. And if that wasn't the case, then it was a sort of a general malaise of noise across the band from power lines and vehicle ignitions around us. Here and there, a local comes out of the noise for a little while as you drive by. Later in the day, on a quiet stretch of road, we stopped the radio on 8:30 to listen to WCCO. But we didn't. Instead, we learned the truth.
Know what you believe and why you believe it.
Catch the White Horse Inn every Saturday mornings at 8 here on AM 830. WTRU, the truth.
The word grace is familiar to us, but if it never sinks deep down into our hearts, it'll never truly impact our lives.
The truth originates in Kernersville, North Carolina. Nice catch. Thank you very much. That third night, as we approached Valdosta in southern Georgia, we were pretty wasted from a long day's drive. But just before we crashed, we stopped the dial randomly on 880, and we found the anchor tenant coming through.
Heavy wet snow has taken down power lines in parts of Nebraska and Minnesota, bracing for up to 16 inches of snow in Wisconsin. Seven traffic deaths are blamed on the storm. WCBS News Time, 7:30.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt?
And then the next day it was on into Florida, and we had all three hands on the wheel for that driving experience. We didn't touch the radios again until a week later in the hotel parking lot in Fort Myers, where, predictably for Southwest Florida, we heard a lot of Spanish. But we also heard a few signals we'd been looking for. First, through the noise, Raleigh on 680.
I'm Randall Rickman, News Talk 680 WTTM. Next news is when it breaks at the 24-hour News Center. Now for WTTM's ATV Tournament Call-In Show, hosted by Happy Faith Great Chris Fortiani and WTTF Bob Langford.
And 880 again, and we're a lot farther from New York than the last time we listened.
This is your local participating Tri-State Quality Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. Up to 5-4 Toyota taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 31807.
Over to CBS News Time, 841.
Some things are pretty easy. I get in some sun in Florida. Also, it's a short stay.
1110 is an ID we'd been looking for. Charlotte didn't disappoint.
Cigars. Spirits. Diversions. This is the Cigar Dave Show. Wire in to a world of information.
News Talk 1110, WBT.
Now, a conversation with Rocky Patel about Sungrown.
The Rocky Patel Sungrown is...
On 1200 in Fort Myers, Wink, W-I-N-K, in nearby Pine Island Center, obliterates the expected W-O-A-I. Well, there was wasn't a whole lot else down here except for Spanish stations booming across the water. Maybe I'm just spoiled by the results of our Utah beverage and haven't had to work hard at this for a while. Well, no matter. It is what it is. This is the Clear Channel part of the band, as heard on a typical short car whip antenna and dashboard radio. And here in early March, we're on the return to Minneapolis. We ran up the west coast of Florida to stay overnight in Mexico Beach. Not much new here either, other than the fine sand we gathered behind the tuning knobs of the radio. The usual 1A and 1B stations north of us were there, of course, but you've heard all of them before. We did stop for a while on 680 and got our first whiff of the Memphis station airing Air America. Up the band, 750 was a surprise.
People were calling basketball in three ways.
Oh, it's much better. Much better. I'm a football fanatic. But let me tell you, the Georgia president, Colin Cowherd, ESPN says that Georgia can have a basketball program. He's full of it.
Here we were, just 200 miles from Atlanta. This is an example, I think, of the distortion zone effect, where the expected ground wave and the sky wave beat each other up and let other co-channel stations take over. That distortion zone effect, by the way, is a topic of discussion that you've asked for when we conclude our report on AM propagation begun last year. Well, that was it, about it, for the Florida Panhandle. Poor pickings. And now began a fast run-up through Alabama and northern Mississippi. Tim Hendel, I blew the horn as we went by 100 miles west of you, but there was no way we had time to stop for a chat. It was during this marathon leg of the trip in Alabama that we logged a few daytime stations, beginning with 700.
Yeah, Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. With it, boom, boom, and a boom, boom, did it. Come on, Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman. You did it,
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- at 1600 watts. In northern Mississippi, we copied 640 day and later ID'd as WCRV Collierville, Tennessee.
Those three words in the English language and two words in the Hebrew language threw terror into the hearts of those brothers. I am Joseph. And then he asked, is my father yet well? Does he live?
And finally, we landed in Memphis itself, Beale Street and Barbecue, and a few late-night moments in the hotel with the radio by the window. Hardly scientific, but we did hear a few things of interest nearby.
WSMB, Memphis.
CNN Radio, I'm Lee Guerin. Johnny Vander Cooey now awaits a Florida jury's decision as to whether he will die or spend the rest of his life in prison.
7:40 in Memphis, given over to the Tulsa, Oklahoma station. This isn't really fair, taking a short snip to conclude that this is indeed KRMG Tulsa, but we do have a clue by the sports team name mentioned in the play-by-play.
Well, he made a little dip inside, took the defender in, and then shot that fadeaway jumper. 18-13 Tulsa. Right side, Jenkins throws top of the key into the hands of Farmer, back to the right to Jenkins, who backs it off. Tulsa in their man-to-man defense.
And maybe it underlines the fact that propagation seems to be good from the west tonight. A case in point is 850.
And Major General Paul Valley, former CG and a very highly regarded PSYOP, psychological operations guy, sitting in my classroom taking notes. That is very, very humbling, and I want to thank everybody who showed up at the Intelligence Summit for allowing me to have some of your time. 303-713-8585. I'm Gunny Bob on 850 KOA. So I get up this morning, ready to go for the show. I go downstairs, and there's just all kinds of scandals all over the news websites.
Further underlined by a copy from Guymon, Oklahoma on 1210. This is really interesting.
Joint YM News weekday news at 705 and 45. Looks at news locally and statewide. Morning news twice a day. Fun on the books of the High Plains. KGYN. Wilson's Truck and Traders, Great American Outdoors, Rachel Magazine.
Well, folks, what with Eibach all over the band out to a couple of hundred miles from the major cities and the upper half of the dial sounding like a graveyard, we were a bit discouraged by what we had to offer on this report, but I promised this quick look, and so there you are. As a wise philosopher said, I think it was Bill Hale, it is what it is. The sort of reception the average listener finds these days on an average AM car radio. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Next month, we begin a very interesting interview with Randall Davidson about 9XM, which became WHA in Madison. Fascinating interview as we learn about the origins of that radio station, the Wisconsin idea, and we talk about who was really on the air first. Until we see you in 30 days, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. And you remember a couple months ago we had a fine Fred. And guess what? Nobody could find me, although I was right under a lot of people's noses. Well, Mark, you kind of came close there, had you listened for the weather forecast.
Here's a forecast for the Oldie 700 listening area. For this afternoon, mostly sunny and a high of 77, north to northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm Fred Richards from the Oldie 700 Weather Center.
Along with KCKN, KCMY, KGSO, KKFT, KKLE, KLEY, KLOA, AM and FM, KPAK, KWME. Oh, I'm not even going to go through the W list. Anyway, there's just a few stations that I did weather on. Hey, let's flip over to Side 2 for more of your DX Audio Service.
Yeah, 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 we're the VIPs. Yeah, 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 we are here to please. Jerry G, swinging at record hops. Jim Runyon, spinning the latest pops. Jay Lawrence, playing your favorites. Mark and Howard with comedy bits. The Stagline for you on KYW. We're the VIP.